we're never going to build a major airport from scratch in the United States, I'm convinced, let alone build a sort of new city around it. But to make the case for how important airports are, you can see in places like Chicago or Northern Virginia, that basically entire new cities sprung up around them. I mean, the northwest suburbs of Chicago didn't exist until O'Hare became a major hub. And Northern Virginia, Fairfax would be the sixth largest city in its own right if it were an actual city. It didn't exist until Dulles was there. So, you can see that there are these places that, that are tremendous engines of wealth and jobs and opportunity that we've barely served. I mean, Tyson's Corner, Virginia is, a classic example of a lack of planning that's really sort of come back to haunt the place. And so, I think in the U.S. what the real challenge is that we do need better connections to our airports. We should be using the federal funding that's available, thanks to airports and related issues, to create new rail links from the central cities, and then use those rail links as spines on which we can redevelop some of the worst suburban sprawl that we have in America. I mean, what's fascinating to me is that, the areas around airports in the United States are some of the most god-awful landscapes that we've ever created. I mean, steel mills and cement plants and auto plants, things that really have nothing to do with the connectivity that airports have to offer. So, in a few places like Atlanta and elsewhere, people are finally starting to rehabilitate those sort of dead zones and tearing it out and replacing it with mixed-use, walkable, more, information economy focused developments. And so I think what really the challenge that we have here is we need to basically build denser air neighborhoods and denser areas around our airports and try to rehabilitate these areas rather than writing the whole thing off and dumping, some of the worst, most polluting industries that we have around them. It's just a waste.